It's the Falsies Station BFBS. It is also our birthday today. 70 years of Falsies broadcasting in Germany. Quite amazing. And I've now got the privilege of chatting to my dad, who's actually in Fareham in Hampshire. Good morning, Dad.
Well, good morning. I can beat that birthday. I was 71 last week.
Many happy returns. But you weren't exactly broadcasting on day one at the studios at BFN at the Musikhalle in Hamburg, though, were you?
No, I haven't, although I have been there, and I know that the Musikhalle people have moved down to Cologne in about 1952.
When did you first arrive with the family and me in tow in Germany?
I moved from Cyprus to Cologne at the end of January 1971, and I stayed in Cologne until 76, and then I spent 2 years in Berlin before I went to Malta in 1978.
Patrick Eade is doing the 70th anniversary special of 70 years of broadcasting in Germany. You actually did a bit of a milestone show yourself 20 years ago, didn't you?
Yes, I was actually privileged to be asked by Peter McDonough, who was then my boss, who also, of course, is no stranger to German shores, to do a 50th anniversary programme, and I was very lucky because I had 3 months to make it. And when I made it, which was also broadcast on BBC Radio 2, Peter McDonough gave me a bottle of champagne, which was very nice. But I was actually very privileged to speak to very many people who were quite closely connected with BFBS over the years, including General Sir Peter de la Billière, who was the commander of the British forces in the First Gulf War, and many other people like David Jacobs, who started with BFN, as it was, in Ceylon many years ago.
BFBS Radio in Hona is sadly closing. You've got very fond memories of Hona, haven't you? You've actually done some shows from here, albeit not actually in studios in the Roundhouse.
I did a number of shows from the Roundhouse, indeed from the NAFI there, using our outside broadcast van. And this was, we're talking now back in the mid-70s. And in fact, it was in the middle of the winter, the first broadcast I did from there. And it was so cold that the very high-quality tape machine wouldn't actually go round. It was just, I think it was about something like minus 15. So that's my memory of Hona. And indeed, I was very privileged to open many a fete in Hona, the Hona fete, and indeed in Fallingbostel in the 1970s.
Amazing. Back in the 70s and the 80s, I know that you had some very loyal German listeners, and in their millions.
German record company in Hamburg, in fact it was Deutsche Grammophon, were very interested to know how many Germans were listening to us, but because of the playing of the records and things like that and promotion. And they did a poll, quite a serious poll, and they discovered in the mid-1970s that between 5 and 8 million Germans listened to us throughout northwest Germany every single day, which is quite fantastic. And of course, in those days, in the golden days of BFBS, in the late 60s and the early to mid-70s, we had over 100,000 British forces listeners and dependents as well. So we had a massive audience between the Germans and indeed the Dutch and the Belgians and the British.
And just to give us a clear indication as to how many transmitters were around BFG, Shape and indeed Brunsum, really quite incredible numbers-wise for transmitters.
Huge. I mean, we cover the whole of northwest Germany. We had transmitters all over northwest Germany, all together, I suppose, even into the mid-80s, I suppose. We had 15 transmitters at least in places like Jever and Nordhorn and Bonn and places like that.
Over the years as well, lots of live road shows. I mean, we look at places like Stuckenbrock, the Raz. I'm sure the Raz brings back some fond memories for you.
It brings back some very fond memories and indeed recently rather sad memories, because I remember meeting and doing an interview with the late Joe Cocker, a wonderful concert at Bad Lippspringer. And of course we had Tony Hadley, Spandau Ballet, all sorts of people. And indeed, again, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of British and German listeners used to roam the grounds, and we used to sell our T-shirts, and we had a huge, great big marquee, and we were very lucky. We had great, great times, and I wish you, indeed, in Hona, all the very best.
Dad, always good to talk to you. Marks out of 10 for being a radio DJ.
What, me or you?
Me.
You? Oh, 2.5.
2.5, what, out of 10?
Yes.
Didn't you used to work, of course, with Nanka's old horse? And everywhere I go, people go, oh, I remember your dad. Yeah, I remember your dad. Didn't he work with Nanka's old horse? And, of course, you used to do the jingle. So we want you to do the jingle for us, please. That'd be absolutely marvellous.
I was only joking about the 2.5, by the way, before we say goodbye.
Good. I should hope so. Otherwise, I'll be having a few words with you later. But
I did that jingle with him because Nankers and I, we were very good friends. We still are. He retired from BBC Radio Cumbria earlier in the year, so he's only just retired. And he used to call me the old trout, and I used to call him the old horse. And so I did a jingle for him. Hello, Nankers, old horse.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Dad. And also Richard Asprey of BFBS 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, into 2000. And any further?
No, I retired. I did my last classics on BFBS, which actually was heard in Germany on BFBS Radio 2, in February 2009. That's when I hung up my earphones and put away the microphone in the box.
Excellent. Thanks very much for joining us on BFBS's 70th birthday here in British Forces Germany. Thank you.